second hour of the Good Day Weekend program is on the air. Available is Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536. He's here at your service, on your side. We've gone through a lot of the medical news, so you've missed perhaps an hour of the program. You can go back to DougStephan.com, hour number one, and listen to that. Meanwhile, let's get to some more of your calls, help out as many people as we can, starting with Joanne, who's in Geneva, New York. Back to a question from earlier on. Joanne, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi,
Joanne. Earlier on your program, you talked about someone, the gentleman who just died with cancer, salivary cancer. He had a tumor in the roof of his mouth. I just had that one removed, and it was benign. What are the other signs that I should be watching for?
Sure, great. Half of them are benign. Some of the signs of salivary gland cancer include, Joanne, I'm glad you asked, a lump. It's usually painless in the area of the ear, cheek, jaw, lip, or inside the mouth. Fluid draining from the ear. I hope you wouldn't miss that one. Trouble swallowing or opening the mouth widely. Also numbness or weakness in the face. And that's common, so don't immediately think you have cancer. Just talk to the doctor. And then pain in the face that does not go away. All of these signs, if you have any of them, just mention them to the doctor. Don't jump and think, oh, my gosh, I've got salivary cancer. They're nonspecific, but they need to be checked out. The other things that I mentioned, I'm glad you brought this back up. We didn't have time in the first hour, but some of the risk factors. Older age is a risk factor. Radiation exposure can be a risk factor. Often people are treated for head and neck cancers with radiation, and then unfortunately it increases their risk of a salivary gland cancer. There are some workplace exposures to certain substances which increases the risk of salivary gland cancer. People who work in rubber manufacturing, asbestos mining, and plumbing are at increased risk of salivary cancer.
All right. There you go. 888-553-7536. In other words, don't worry. Robert, in Kingman, Arizona, you are on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Good day, Robert.
Yeah, I had a question about sugar in the urine. I'm a diabetic.
And, exactly. Sugar should not be in the urine. If it's spilling into the urine, it means your level is too high. In the old days, that was the way we would diagnose diabetes. And currently, the best way to follow your blood sugar to determine how your diabetes is effectively being treated is this blood test called hemoglobin A1C. Do you know yours, Robert?
No, in fact, I'm going for a blood test Monday.
Absolutely excellent. I was going to give you a homework assignment yesterday, get it checked. Make sure on your list, if you're going to get poked, make sure that I'm sure they probably ordered a fasting blood sugar, blood glucose, but make sure they also check this hemoglobin A1C. It's a great blood test. It gives you an average of all your blood sugars for the past 2 to 3 months, and this is the new gold standard of diagnosing diabetes.
The gold standard. There you have that information, Robert. Take it and use it well. Thanks. 888-553-7536. Pat's in Lancaster, Ohio. Hi.
Hello.
But I always said Ohio. I meant California. Sorry, bud. There is a Lancaster, Ohio, but you're not there.
Right. No, I'm not.
Welcome, welcome
thank
from
you for
California,
taking my call.
Pat.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I'm curious. Years ago, there was a doctor in Oceanside, California, that claimed he could heal anything with food. Now we see a lot of them, as you know, you talked a little bit
Is he in jail right now?
No.
Come on.
Way too old. Anyway, talking about cholesterol, your heart, and vascular, but one thing I never hear anyone talk about food helping is the liver, kidney, and especially the lungs with all the junk we breathe in every day.
Pat, definitely food is the first number one most important thing to keep yourself healthy. But I was just kidding because you said a doctor claimed that he could cure anything with food. And, you know, that's going to, that I'm so,
yeah.
You know, that is a, is not possible. And you can't cure, you know, you're having a heart attack. I'm not going to give you a burger or any sort of food.
The burger will make the heart attack worse.
Well, it will.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get, you know, there's just no food that's going to help you survive that acute heart attack. So anybody who claims they can cure anything with food is a quack. So anyway, but what is so important to me is your nutrition. Don't think the flip side to stay and prevent and lower your risk of having these problems, having a good diet. I love the dietitians. I think they're the unsung heroes of medicine. And so that doesn't mean that diet is not important. It's the cornerstone of good health, but it takes more for certain issues.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are certainly welcome, sir. 888-553-7536. More of your calls coming right up. 13 past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Age spots, brown spots, and heaven forbid, liver spots are a nightmare for any of us. Those ugly spots can be a constant source of embarrassment, and all those greasy cover-ups are just not the answer. Chaminex, the makers of our most popular anti-wrinkle treatment, Esotique, has now introduced Brilliance with three breakthrough ingredients proven to lighten age spots, liver spots, and overall pigmentation. Brilliance will brighten your skin and beautifully even your skin tones.
It's one of those great anti-aging creams, Ken, that so many people have looked for over the years. The only way you can get Brilliance from Chaminex, if you call right now, you get a free bottle. This is something that you can work with Esotique on. These things are, for whatever the reason, maybe you can give us some medical background. Why do you get age spots and brown spots and liver spots as well? What's going on in your system?
Well, that's a good question. Some of them can be skin damage. Some of them, they usually appear in sun exposed areas of the body,
mm-hmm.
and especially liver spots have nothing to do with the liver. They're usually skin lesions that are probably due to the sun.
All right. So this is a good holistic approach to this. The product is called Brilliance, and if you're using anything that, this is a well-known product, Esotique, I think that the thing you ought to do is call 800-525-4988. As a risk-free offer, you will get compliments like never before as you see the age spots, the brown spots, the liver spots just sort of disappear. It's almost like magic.
It's just UV exposure, even sun lamps.
Yeah, right. And you heard the story this week of that nut bird woman that took her child
oh my God
into the tanning booth. That's really an extreme circumstance. You don't go into these tanning booths. You've got to be nuts. But as a result of it, if you used to use them, you probably have some of these age spots or the brown spots. So you can get rid of them with Brilliance. 800-525-4988. Esthetique and a free Brilliance Skin Brightener. 800-525-4988. Back to your calls at 888-553-7536. Todd's in Southport, North Carolina. Todd, hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, Todd. Welcome.
Hey, how long have you been practicing, doctor?
I was an intern in Duke University in close by you in Durham, North Carolina in 1982, and I've been in near Orlando, Florida since 1987.
So you think by this time you're going to quit practicing and actually get around to doing it?
I'm still I learn something new every day, Todd.
Well, my question is kind of off base. Every time you turn on the news or open the newspaper or listen to the radio, there's always these disasters coming up, end of the world type scenarios occurring, the financial situation going to collapse, whatever. My question is this: is the government or the drug companies or anybody take any steps to ensure that there's actually going to be a supply of life-sustaining medication on hand in case there is some way the supply train gets broke down?
You mean you don't have faith in the government to take care of us?
I don't have faith in nobody these days. I myself am in relatively good health. I'm a former Marine, and
Todd,
my doctor tells me I got a body of a 20-year-old. I just got to figure out where I got to bury him at.
Todd, you and I would probably totally agree on this. You need to have a plan to make sure you're taking care of yourself, and you're concerned about the drugs not being available. And this is a real concern that I don't see enough effort. You know, I don't want to get into a political show, but I don't see enough effort of coordination, because the big picture problem is right now, and we could arm wrestle about this for a long time, the drug companies, they're not as profitable as they used to be, so there are fewer suppliers in the marketplace for many of these drugs because there's just not as much profit as there had been in the past. So there are, for some of these drugs that are in less demand, less supply, and there are some times recently where we can't even find any of it. I could name you a few, and it's very scary. So what you want to do is you want to develop a relationship with a few pharmacies and not run out to the last medication. I can't tell you how often my phone rings on the weekend because of my patient, you know, ran out of medicine. Get these things refilled when there's a week or two. Talk to your insurer about, some of the insurers will let you refill when there's 30 left, when there's 2 weeks left. Don't let it go to the end, because I predict, and this is not a hard prediction, that this is going to happen more often. In the past, you go back a decade or two, you know, you could wait till the last minute. The pharmacies all had plenty of stock on anything. It's not going to be like that in the next few years. So you just don't want to wait till the last minute.
Well, my wife has numerous medications that she takes that, in some cases, that she has to take as needed. And there's time when she runs out and she has to wait a few days, and her neuropathy is not a condition which is pleasant.
Why can't she get a refill when she has a 2-week supply still there?
There's a question that needs an answer.
She's not using it regularly, just on an as needed basis.
21 after the hour.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
At 888-553-7536, probably a good idea. And no foolish questions. Sometimes you got to work through. Sometimes folks want to tell us their life story, Ken. And in the interest of other people who have a need to get through, we'd like to spend a couple of minutes on the phone with everybody if we can. So if you'd be kind enough to be prepared to ask Ken the question you have without necessarily giving us your life story. And once the question is asked, it's the follow-up, can I ask one more question kind of thing. I understand how each of you are very concerned, and Ken wants to give you as much time as possible. But sometimes the follow-ups are not necessary. It just becomes more conversation like you'd have with your next-door neighbor, and we need to actually get on to other callers. So if you can sort of frame the question that you have well and present it as well as you can so that Ken can quickly, in his mind, research what's going on, that's a big help. Also, the blog at drkenshow.com, you can click on the upper right-hand corner there at Ken's website, and you'll be able to discuss some issues as well with him.
Sign up for the newsletter.
The blog. And the newsletter this week, let's go back to why one would sign up at drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. Go to the contributors box or the co-host box, see Ken's picture. You can sign up that way. So what's the big story? What are we doing more on this week, Ken?
You can't find this anywhere. It's free. What you'll get is a clear, easy-to-understand review of a topic out of the medical literature that your doctors are reading right now from the last few months. This week, we talked about the latest information of the effects of alcohol, especially on women and especially on those who are at high risk for breast cancer.
888-553-7536. Here's Jack in Rome, New York. Jack, you're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Dr. Ken and Doug, thank you very much.
Hi, Jack.
Good. I recently seen my doctor for a checkup. While I was there, I complained about I was having heart palpitations while sleeping. And I told him I do snore, so he had me go to a clinic. I went for a pre-visit with the nurse practitioner of the doctor. During the interview, I mentioned the stuff that I'm on that I'm taking for my testosterone and my thyroid. She kind of went at them as possibly what's causing my heart palpitations. And she explained how, but I was just wondering if I could just get a quick second opinion from you on it. Could those possibly be causing my problem?
Jack, what caught my attention is, how do you have palpitations while you're sleeping?
When I would wake up, I would feel my heart beating like crazy. I would take some quick deep breaths and then relax a couple times.
So you have them in bed, they awaken you from sleep. Okay, and you're a snorer, and I think in all the information you gave me, they were trying to exclude sleep apnea, I hope.
No, they're not trying to disclude that, because she does see some tissues in the back of my throat along with that little punching bag. It's hanging about 16th of an inch or whatever behind the back of my throat or my tongue.
Well, it sounds to me, though, that that should be excluded. But in palpitations, a gentleman your age, you definitely want to make sure there's no coronary issue. You also want to check and make sure the thyroid's okay. Caffeine, fatigue, stress, all of these can cause it. I don't know if you're an emotional kind of guy with a lot of anxiety and stress. That definitely can do it. Watch the strenuous exercise. Nicotine, I hope you're not smoking.
No smoke.
And also, you have to remember some of these over-the-counter decongestants that have pseudoephedrine, which is a stimulant, these cold and cough medications. They can cause palpitations. Some of the asthma inhalers can also cause palpitations. But at your age, if you can't find an easy-to-understand cause for this, you need to get those coronaries evaluated, either a stress test or a CTA, because that could be the issue. Have they done any evaluation? Have they done any monitoring of your heart?
Yes, they had me put I haven't heard yet back on it, but they did have me wear that little
Holter monitor.
Holter monitor, yes.
Right.
I'm supposed to find that out before I go in.
And make sure you get a blood test of your thyroid, and if they can't, if you clean up your lifestyle, the caffeine, fatigue, the stress, and make sure you sleep at least 7 to 8 hours a night, and you're not with sleep apnea, which definitely can cause irregularities of the heart, then definitely make sure they do some evaluation of your coronaries, okay?
Right. Well, the doctor did have me. I keep up with him on the blood test, and he did lower my thyroid medicine from 225 micrograms down to 175. But
that could be the simple cure for the whole thing if you're getting too much thyroid. Thanks so much for calling. I hope that the palpitations go away.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Five five three seventy-five thirty-six. Let's get your question asked so that it can get answered. No dumb questions. The only, as some broadcasters have said, you probably heard this before, the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. So get on the phone and give us a call. We'll see what we can do about helping you. But please sort of get to the point. I asked that you, God love the last guy, he would have stayed with us for a half an hour and kept going. You just got to get to the point. Even though we know this is troubling you, it doesn't get better by your continuing to ask sort of the same question over and over again. So with that in mind, Zachary listening in Birmingham, Alabama. Zach, may we call you Zach, or you want to be Zachary?
Zach's fine, sir.
All right, hey, Zach. What do you have for Dr. Ken?
First off, thank you for taking my call. I'm 25 years old. About a year ago, my hair started falling out pretty bad. And I don't really have the kind of money it would take to be able to, like, get any kind of, like, hair like surgery or anything like that, or any kind of medication. I was wondering if there's something I could take maybe naturally that could help me out, maybe slowing it down or growing it back or anything like that.
Well, Zachary, let's go back one step. You first need to figure out what's causing this, because...
Okay.
Again, in a guy 25, there's a number of possibilities, and it's also, unless this runs in your family, do most of the other males in their 20s lose their hair?
Okay.
That was a question.
Oh, no, sir. There's no kind of, like, history of hair loss in my family.
Okay.
I mean, my grandfather, he's 75, and he still has a full head of hair.
All right. Well, that and your father, because that's the best predictor of how you're going to do, or your father and your father's father in terms of their heads of hair. And it sounds like you don't have a history of male pattern baldness in your family, which is a genetic condition which triggers hormonal changes. And, you know... This is a Doug trivia question. How many hairs do you think the average person sheds a day?
Honestly, I have no idea.
About 50 to 100. And there's actually 100,000 hairs in the average scalp. So most people can lose them and you don't notice much. But in your situation, it's quite unusual. Most people, as they get older with male pattern baldness, the hormones change. It's genetically controlled. But there are some medical conditions, and this is what I would want excluded in you, Zachary. And again, I don't want to alarm you, but I would definitely want to know your thyroid status. I'd want to make sure you don't have a scalp infection. Things like ringworm can cause... you to lose your hair. I'd also want to make sure you don't have an inflammatory illness that's affecting your hair. There are a number of inflammatory problems where the part of the body that's supposed to protect you from bugs and foreign bodies actually starts attacking your skin, your scalp, and your hair, and you lose it. You've never been treated for cancer, arthritis, depression, heart problems, high blood pressure, nothing like that, because drugs used in those areas can all cause loss of hair. Is that correct?
Okay. I've never been treated for anything like that. I actually had some blood work done recently, and they pulled me out for any kind of thyroid problem.
You haven't had any recent emotional trauma or anything like that?
No, sir. Not really, other than just, like, everyday. I mean, I go to school and stuff, so sometimes I get kind of stressed out with, like, studying and stuff and staying late at night, but...
I have to ask you because, you know, there are these hair pulling disorders. Do you pull your hair out?
Yes, sir, but I towel dry. I heard that might be part of it, but I've always done that, and it just started recently happening.
Well, I would want you to get looked at by a dermatologist to make sure there's no infection or inflammation going on with the skin, the scalp. Because it's, Zach, it's just not, I don't want to alarm you, but it's just not common for a guy your age to be, to have an issue like this. You know, you need to be checked out.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely get on that. I appreciate you taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
Zach, it was a pleasure talking to you.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program. Most listened to medical program in terms of stations and numbers of any of the programs that are there over the weekend. As because of you and your response, you find it interesting. We find your calls compelling. Here's another one. This is Richard listening in Las Vegas for Dr. Ken. Hi, Richard.
How you doing?
Good day, Richard.
Okay, doctor, basically my question is, because I'm going to have a valve problem, and I wonder, like, what kind of a test could I have to tell whether I have cholesterol in there and all that in my arteries?
Richard, we're just we're making a web and getting things a little, wound up here. Let me untangle.
Yeah, I know. I did that on purpose because... I was wrong. I should just ask about the valve, but
it's okay.
There's a test for what kind of a test you I could take, X-ray or a CAT scan or whatever.
Give me a second, Richard. So you have one of your one-way doors. There's four of them in the heart. They open and close to let the blood move forward, and then they close so it doesn't move backwards. Let me guess: is it your aortic valve that's not opening adequately?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you have what we call aortic stenosis. You may be having some chest discomfort, shortness of breath, or lightheadedness. And those would be the symptoms associated with that. So the blood is not adequately exiting your heart, and they're going to make you into the $6 million man and give you a new aortic valve. Now, before they do that, they will also check the plumbing to your heart, the circulation, because once they're in there inside, if they're going to be right there in the neighborhood, they might as well check out your circulation and help the plumbing of the heart if it needs some help. So what they'll do beforehand is they'll either do a heart cardiac catheterization, which is an invasive procedure, or now new, the cutting edge, we do these CT coronary angiograms where we look at the coronaries before a valve surgery. That's another option, non-invasive. So one way or the other, either through a heart catheterization or a CT scan, some evaluation of your coronaries, the plumbing to your heart, needs to be done before surgery. Okay, Richard?
Believe it or not, I'm a real medical person, and I understand everything you said. And I really appreciate it. And besides that, there's supposed to be a ring they can put in there. Have you heard of that? They just put a ring in.
Okay, now we're talking about repair and not replacement. If there's a leak and the leaflets, you know, remember the pinball machines we played with? My ball always went right down the middle. That's because it didn't come together, and that's similar to these heart valves. And they can then, instead of replacing, giving you a new part, they just go in and tighten it up with a ring of support for these leaflets.
Boy, I hope they can do that. And I'm just a little bit on the same subject. It's still within parameters.
Richard, you're doing the same thing that I've asked other people not to do. You could go on all day. We understand that you have other questions. We hopefully have answered the first question to your satisfaction. We got to move on. Thanks for your call. 888-553-7536. Oftentimes you can hear in people's voices there's a fear factor, Ken, and a lot of times when people are calling you looking for news on their own condition, they get into various things and it leads to another thing. And this is the problem, and I say this again with love, the system is so broken that we have. These are the kinds of things you ought to be able to look your doctor. Every one of you ought to have a primary care physician just like Ken. And if you don't, why don't you? I don't have insurance. Some people are going to say, Ken. Some people are going to say, well, I go to the doctor and he doesn't have time for me. That's your fault. Demand that this person spend the time with you. He's not a god. She's not a god. They are getting paid to take care of your questions and concerns. So, yes, it's understandable that you want Dr. Ken to help you out a little bit. That's what we're here for, to direct you in the right area, where to understand the concern and give you more food for thought. Perhaps you can do a little research. There are all kinds of medical sites on the Internet you can go to and get some info that way. But this the reason this program is successful, sadly, is because your doctor is not doing his or her job, or you haven't gotten a doctor because you either say, I don't have insurance or I can't afford it, that kind of stuff. And that, you know, needs to be addressed, I suppose, by our system. And it's not going to be handled overnight. Please.
And our system has to be constructed to afford the kind of care that you want the doctors to give.
Yeah, and that's doable. But there's so much corruption in the system because the big drug companies have the inside track into the political decision-making process and into the regulators' back door. And many of these people have been back and forth so that their regulators one day, and they work for the drug company one day, they're regulators the next day, and then they're back in the drug company the day after that, after they've gotten done what they want to get done to be able to rook the system. The kind of fraud and abuse that's so rampant in these areas is brought about by the system being as faulty. So whether you like Mr. Obama and his ideas, he did address, even though not correctly, at least to Ken's thinking or my thinking, but the need for some kind of system that isn't going to be as influenced as it is by the big money interests. And I don't know, that may be like getting on the next shuttle to the moon or something. Maybe it's not possible to do. And I don't know what country we can turn to, Ken. People always ask that question. Okay, so if it's no good here, and it isn't. System is very broken here, and the new laws don't fix it. So what system is good? Where do we go? Is it Sweden? Is it Norway? Is it some country that we never pay any attention to? I mean, can you imagine being in Africa? Excuse me, the people who live in these countries on the Horn of Africa, they don't even know what health care is. There aren't even any doctors there.
You know, where do the princes, the kings of
they all
the
come
Middle
here.
East, go where, you know, where money is no option. Where do they go for health care?
They go to the Cleveland Clinic. They go to the Mayo Clinic. That's what
exactly
what they do. Every time I land in Cleveland, I see off to the side a plane from Saudi Arabia or
exactly.
Jordan. Or, you know, these guys all come over here because they go to the Cleveland. They all talk to each other, and they all go where the care is best. Some of them go to France, but most of them come here.
Absolutely.
So, tells you something. 888-553-7536. Speaking of being told, the problem every day Ken sees in his practice at Lake Cardiology in Florida, the problems that are created by people, the way they eat, perhaps their history, but heart attacks and heart disease and the things that go on in your cardiovascular system that Ken sees all the time. He's so happy to tell you about Cardiol because it really is a way for you to address the problems that bring about those heart attacks and heart disease and cardiovascular problems in general, right?
Exactly, Doug. This high cholesterol is a serious condition, and as you were mentioning, it can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. As a cardiologist, I always try to seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients, and this new all-natural approach from Italy, it might be right for listeners, you know, especially before the plaques develop, the cholesterol is very high. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. We call these triglycerides, and users report excellent results in just 60 days. I like it because it's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day. And the makers of Cardiol, they're so confident that it'll work for you that they're offering a free trial.
All right. So the free trial details are simple to understand. And as Ken said, these people know this stuff works. They've been watching it. So this offer of a free 30-day trial is something you'd get the blood test, which is I did. Ken looked at my results. We were just talking about it off the air. After being on Cardiol for a month, and the cholesterol levels, you said, were fine. Triglycerides were low, right?
Exactly.
I got on this thing. You should get on it, too, especially when the trial period is a whole month. And it's free. Order online now, cardiol.net, cardiol.net/Ken. That's K-E-N, Ken. cardiol.net/Ken. Or you can call their toll-free line, which is 888-809-6424. 888-809-6424. It's silly to let high cholesterol risk your life, your future. Don't let it happen. Get on this free trial by going to cardiol.net/Ken or calling 888-809-6424.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
When choosing a cat litter, it's important to make sure your cat will be happy and your home will stay smelling fresh. Avoid harsh chemicals and additives often used to control odors from the litter box, and pamper your cats with a natural product that brings the freshness of the outdoors indoors. New and improved Feline Fine Clumping Cat Litter is the smart choice for keeping the litter box fresh, because it utilizes 100% natural pine to eliminate odors. It's made from the byproduct of highly absorbent pine, which removes odors the natural way. For easy scooping, Feline Pine forms tight clumps so only fresh litter is left behind. In addition, the litter is lightweight and leaves no messy cloud of dust so you can pour with ease. Feline Pine Clumping Cat Litter is now available in multiple sizes at leading retail outlets nationwide. For more helpful hints about keeping a healthy cat and a healthy home, plus money-saving offers, visit felinepine.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Our number is 888-55-DR-KEN. More of your calls coming right up here on Good Day Weekend.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here available, taking your call. Send email along to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com. David is in Michigan, has some jaw pain. Ken, go ahead, David. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Good morning, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, David.
I've taken Tegretol for a number of years for jaw pain. I had a failed dental thing some years ago, root canal, and so I've been taking Tegretol with quite a lot of success, gradually gone from two a day to four a day. Sometime in all of that, I developed shortness of breath. And I had a test for emphysema. Doctor told me I had emphysema. About 3-4 months later, took the test again, and he said, no, I don't have emphysema.
Okay, so David, what would you like to ask Dr.
What's the question, David?
One of the side effects of Tegretol is shortness of breath, and I'm just wondering if I'm being subject to that.
Well, I would imagine you taking the Tegretol because you have something called trigeminal neuralgia.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's where the trigeminal nerve, it's a nerve in the face, is very sensitive and it may have had some injury in the past, and any contact on it gives you horrible jaw pain. And Tegretol is very effective for that. And you're doing what is so common by everybody. The moment they get a new symptom, they immediately want to pinpoint it on the drug. However,
okay.
You know, what I would do first is, you've been on the Tegretol for a while, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So then you need to first eliminate some other causes. You know, what causes shortness of breath in a gentleman, I mean this politely, your age, David, is either the heart, the lungs, or just what doctors call deconditioning, out of shape. So before you associate it with the drug, I would want your doctors to make sure, it sounds like you began that walk to make sure that it's not only not emphysema, but you don't have a lung issue, and also at your age, you don't have a heart issue. Is your height a little short for your weight? Are you overweight?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, you sound pretty vigorous, so it's probably not a deconditioning issue, but I would want to get a heart evaluation, a lung evaluation, and if you can't identify the cause of the shortness of breath, then maybe a little drug holiday, stopping the Tegretol. Don't do it on your own. You get some help to come off it. And
okay.
I would do that with the doctors to figure that out. But that's how I would approach this, David, if you were my patient. And this happens all the time, where these drugs, they list every possible side effect that anybody has ever had, and
okay.
a total, huge, incredibly long list. And then you have to deal with these other common symptoms like shortness of breath. And is it true, related or unrelated?
All right,
I see.
All right, thank you. 888-553-7536. I thank you for your call. You thank us for the info. It's a good deal all around. Listener Andrew has asked of you, Ken, says he gets a lot of sinus infections, mostly in the wintertime, but sometimes in the spring. Are there alternatives to antibiotics?
Well, that's a great question, because there was, much to many doctors' surprise, in the last month, a good study that showed that for most sinus infections, you don't need to give an antibiotic. The most important thing with treating a sinus infection is to get good drainage, good circulation. That's why, you know, a trick all doctors know is you don't want to drown yourself, but you breathe in warm water when you're in the shower, one nostril at a time, just to open up the circulation. And there are fancy neti pots. There are all these fancy devices where you can do that. Alternative options, there really is no clear proven. There are some therapies that have been sold, cowslip, elderflower, but none of these things have really gone through rigorous testing. The most important thing in treating a sinus infection is just getting good drainage, saline nasal spray. Sometimes we use nasal corticosteroids, decongestants, over-the-counter pain relievers, and maybe antibiotics if the above don't work.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronos, the man in the know. Check out the website, drkenshow.com, and enjoy your week. Next week, Dr. Ken back, as they say, same time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.